BitMEX sued over alleged engineered liquidations of 623 BTC. A group of former BitMEX customers has filed a class action lawsuit accusing the derivatives exchange of engineering forced liquidations to take control of roughly 623 BTC in collateral, according to a report shared by Cointelegraph on July 24, 2026, at Bitcoin's price of about $65,709. As of July 24, 2026, that collateral is worth close to $41 million. The suit arrives as BitMEX prepares to shut down, raising the stakes for anyone still holding a balance on the platform. The complaint centers on a specific allegation that liquidations were not the neutral, rules-based events the exchange presented them as, but were instead triggered in a way that moved customer funds to the house. BitMEX has not conceded any of this, and the claims are untested in court. Still, the filing puts a public number on losses that traders say they suffered. The core allegation, perpetual swap exchanges liquidate a position when a trader's margin falls below a maintenance threshold. That mechanism exists to keep the system solvent when leveraged bets move against a trader. The plaintiffs argue BitMEX went further, structuring or timing liquidations to force closures that handed roughly 623 BTC to the exchange rather than returning residual collateral to account holders. Forced liquidation is a normal feature of leveraged trading. The dispute here is not whether liquidations happened, but whether they were manufactured. On a venue where the operator controls the matching engine, the price feed, and the liquidation logic, customers have limited ability to independently verify that a margin call fired fairly. That information gap is the heart of the case. BitMEX has a long regulatory history in the United States. In 2021, the exchange and its founders settled with the CFTC and FinCEN over anti-money laundering and unregistered trading charges, and founder Arthur Hayes pleaded guilty to a Bank Secrecy Act violation the same year. The new lawsuit is a civil action brought by customers, separate from those federal matters, but it lands against that backdrop. Timing that raises the stakes, the suit is filed while BitMEX is preparing to close. A shutdown compresses the window in which affected users can act. If the exchange is unwinding balances and moving toward the exit, plaintiffs face pressure to secure claims before assets are distributed, contested, or moved beyond easy recovery. That urgency is part of why the case is drawing attention now, rather than as a slow-moving grievance. A wind down also changes the risk calculus for anyone with funds still parked on the platform. Withdrawal queues, support response times, and asset segregation all come under strain when an operator is closing. Users who assume they can retrieve balances at leisure during a shutdown have been proven wrong before in this industry. The counterparty problem this exposes. The case is a reminder of a structural feature of custodial trading venues. The operator holds the keys, runs the engine, and defines the rules of liquidation. When those functions sit inside one company, a trader's collateral is only as safe as that company's conduct and solvency. The collapses of FTX and earlier the failure of Mt. Gox showed how quickly custodied balances can become inaccessible when the custodian fails or misbehaves. This is the same counterparty exposure that separates custodial products from self-custody options, where funds stay in a wallet the user controls until the moment of spending. A card or account that draws from your own wallet cannot be liquidated by an operator's internal logic because the operator never holds the balance. That distinction matters most in exactly the scenario the BitMEX plaintiffs describe, a venue with full control over both the funds and the mechanism that can take them. Leverage magnifies the problem. A liquidation that is even slightly mistimed against a highly leveraged position can wipe out collateral that a spot holder would have kept. Traders using perpetual swaps accept that math as the price of the product. The lawsuit asks whether BitMEX abused it. The practical takeaway for traders. For active users, the practical takeaway is exposure management, not panic. Balances left idle on any custodial exchange carry counterparty risk that does not show up on a fee schedule. Keeping only working capital on a trading venue and moving the rest to storage you control limits how much any single operator's failure or misconduct can cost you. For the broader market, the case tests a question that rarely reaches a courtroom. Can customers prove a liquidation engine was rigged against them? Discovery, if it proceeds, could force disclosure of how BitMEX's liquidation logic actually operated. That evidence, more than the dollar figure, is what other exchanges will be watching.